Manu Patra alerts dated the 7th of February 2020. Supreme Court has given the centre time till the 10th of February to suggest names of lawyers for appointing a special public prosecutor to conduct trials for the Enforcement Directorate in money laundering cases related to the Cold Block scam. Supreme Court has ordered a complete inventory of all jewellery and ornaments used to adorn the statue of Lord Ayyappa at Kerala's iconic Sabarimala temple. The apex court appointed a retired judge C.N. Ramachandran Nair to supervise the exercise and said it was only concerned with security of jewels. Inventory to be made and report given to us. We will keep it in a sealed cover. Delhi High Court has stayed the AAP government's decision to increase auto rickshaw fares in the national capital. The court said, "We hereby stay the operation of the 12th of June notification issued by the Delhi government till the next date of hearing." Supreme Court has observed that the beneficiaries of the policy taken out by the insured are also consumers under the Consumer Protection Act, 1986, even if they are not parties to the contract of insurance. Supreme Court has sought responses from the Minority Affairs Ministry, AL states and WACF bodies while entertaining a public interest litigation alleging non-enumeration of WACF properties worth lakhs of crores of rupees resulting in their misuse and illegal transfer to builders. Delhi High Court has asked the Election Commission, EC, to respond to a plea seeking rejection of nomination of Aam Aadmi Party's Karol Bagh candidate for allegedly concealing his educational qualification in his affidavit for the upcoming assembly polls. The court also issued notice to the AAP candidate, Vishesh Ravi, on the plea filed by Yoginder Chandolia, a BJP candidate from the same seat. Bombay High Court has granted bail to former media baron Peter Mukherjee, arrested in the Sheena Bora killing case, observing that prima facie there was no evidence of his involvement in the crime. The court granted bail on a surety of rupees 2 lakh and directed that he should not contact his children Rahul Mukherjee and Vidhi Mukherjee and other witnesses in the case. The court, however, stayed its order for a period of 6 weeks so as to enable the CBI probing the case to file an appeal. Delhi High Court has allowed termination of 24-week pregnancy of a minor rape victim, after a medical board set up by the Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital said there was a significant risk to the teenager in continuing with it. The medical opinion of the hospital was placed before the court, who discussed it in chamber with the 16-year-old girl and her parents before delivering the order in the open court. Securities and Exchange Board of India has issued guidelines for benchmarking the performance of alternative investment funds with a view to streamlining disclosure standards and helping investors in assessing scheme performance. Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee has kept the key policy rate unchanged while admitting that inflation was on a rising trajectory through the fourth quarter of 2019 to 2020 and its outlook remains highly uncertain. Delhi court has sought the response of four death row convicts in the Nirbhaya gang rape and murder case on the petition of Tihar jail authorities seeking issuance of fresh death warrants against them. National Green Tribunal has allowed the Delhi Metro Rail Corporation to construct a bridge on the Yamuna floodplains under Phase 4 of the project. The tribunal passed the order after noting the recommendations of the principal committee, which said that the project can be approved subject to certain conditions.